Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hi everyone, it's Mick here with my wife Tricia. We have the great privilege of leading STC Sheffield. Happy New Year and welcome to the first podcast of 2020. Beginning of a new decade. You may recall that last September we began our reflections on how the early church grew by considering again the story of Acts and then continuing with the letters of Paul to see how we as individuals and as a church family can be encouraged and challenged through these Bible passages as we journey through life as disciples of Jesus and we pray for STC to grow. Next week, you'll hear Liam, who leads our youth church at STC, with his reflections on the letter to the Philippians. Do make sure you tune in. But this week, we begin our new year by looking again at our vision for 2020. A reminder that as a church family, we would look to invite others this year to join us for the better life. And each day this week, we'll focus on a key foundation of this better life Jesus calls us to. So here's a reflection, a kind of overview on this Monday of the better life. Well, the general election is over. Hooray, you all say. It really was an exhausting time for everyone, wasn't it? Politicians of all persuasions spent time, effort and considerable amounts of money trying to convince us that their policies, their political ideology, their plan for the future was the one which would give us all the better life. Well, the matter is now settled for 5 years. One side won this argument and the others didn't. Practically all the arguments and political rhetoric equated this better life to greater prosperity. In other words, better means more, which usually means money. But the question I never heard asked all through the campaign was this: what if this better life was more than prosperity and money? What if this better life was more about a fully lived, holistic life in body, mind and spirit, recognizing the good things in my life, being content with what I have and not always striving for more, being at peace with who I am and so enabling me to face the challenges of life, and life is full of challenges, but to face them with confidence, to receive the blessings of life with thankfulness and empowering me to play my small part in restoring and healing our society. Wow, that's a big call, Mick, on a Monday. Is this really possible? Well, you know, it's not wrong to want more out of life, to live a happy, healthy, joyful, good and abundant life. And Jesus speaks constantly about this better life in the Gospels and goes on to explain how we receive it into our lives. Listen again to Jesus' words in the great sermon he preached on the hillside 2,000 years ago, the Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew 6, 30-34, from the Message Bible. What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus' words are amazing, aren't they? They're full of invitation and challenge. And he says, look, here are my words of life. Now put them into practice. And his words to us are so clear. But the standard he sets seems impossibly high. But the Bible reminds us time and time again that nothing is too hard for Jesus. Indeed, over these past days, we've heard many times in the Christmas story the words of the angel to Mary, that nothing is impossible with God. By all means, let's plan ahead. It's good to do that. But let's never worry ahead. You see, faith is always the antidote to worry. As the missionary Corrie ten Boom said, worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrow, but it empties today of strength. We spend so much of our time worrying about things, don't we? Our families, our finances, our health, our future. It's hard not to worry. It's part of our human condition. So, can you really live the Jesus better life and still experience worry? Well, I've been a Christian many years now, and I still have times when I worry, when I experience anxiety. It's usually about family issues or health. But strangely, even on a vicar's stipend, very rarely have I or Tricia worried about money. Over many years of following Jesus, I've come to this conclusion that the answer to worry is consistently living out a lifestyle of faith, a lifestyle whose building blocks are prayer, the Bible, worship, godly community, and then living out the better life of Jesus every day, in small ways, through simple acts of kindness, generosity, encouragement. Encouragement is one of the greatest things we can do to bless others, but also hospitality. You see, these things enable us to trust God in all things, to trust that he hears our prayers and trust that he will act. And what amazing promises Jesus makes to you and me. He says that as we commit to him in this new year and follow him daily this new year, we will never miss out on anything. Indeed, we get everything, the whole godly package, the full and better life is ours. And as the years go by, Tricia and I are more convinced than ever that Jesus Christ is this better life. And I find it so sad when the church in our nation presents something else that is not the better life of Jesus, particularly when it addresses young people. But believe this, it's going to be an immense year at SDC as we step out in faith and begin to trust Jesus more and more. We'll see his better life bubble up within us and overflow out to our families, our neighbours, our friends and our colleagues. Church, this is going to be an amazing year. So here's a prayer for today and for this new year. Lord Jesus, as we focus on you and the better life you offer to us, encourage and challenge us that we may love you more dearly and follow you more nearly every day of this new year. Amen.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. Turn my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. For my enemies to fly. So I now won't praise you as long as I live. As long as I live. I won't praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear for you. Oh, my strength and my shield.